Peggy Lee compared her time with the Benny Goodman Orchestra to boot camp. It was a tough, grueling, and exhausting experience, but it was an invaluable one. Singing with the Goodman Band, she said, taught her discipline, the value of rehearsing, and how to train. Peggy Lee learned stage presence and how to handle a crisis. These were all things that would serve her well over a long and successful, nearly six-decade career. I'm Carl Gerke, and this is Big Band Spotlight. This week on the program, we're remembering Miss Peggy Lee. Two era song, I Threw a Kiss in the Ocean, Peggy Lee singing with the Benny Goodman Orchestra. That was Mel Powell's arrangement, a recording from March of 1942. This is Big Band Spotlight. Hello, I'm Carl Gerke. This week on the program, we're remembering one of the finest of all the singers to come through the ranks of the big bands, Miss Peggy Lee, who died January 21st at the age of 81. Her ticket to the big time was a job with the Benny Goodman Band. She joined the King of Swing in August of 1941. She said, singing with Goodman was like being in boot camp. She said it was tremendously tough to endure, but if you come through it, you'll be in shape for anything that comes along. And she was well served by her time in the Goodman Band, provided the foundation for a career that lasted nearly 60 years. Just how tough was it singing with the big band? Well, Peggy Lee was paid $75 a week, and out of that she had to pay for her own gowns, hotels, and meals. She washed her own hair. She handled her own wardrobe. She even recalled one time ironing a gown in an auditorium light booth. But it was tough for just about everyone in a big band. Many of them had very tough, grueling schedules. For example, when the Goodman Band was at the Paramount Theater in New York, the band played 7 or 8 shows a day between movies, starting at 10 in the morning. And at one point, Peggy Lee remembered that the band was also adding to that schedule a set at the Terrace Room of the New Yorker Hotel. There were also radio broadcasts and the occasional recording date as well. Peggy Lee was just forming her style during these years. The first recordings that she made, she sounded pretty much like your standard run-of-the-mill band vocalist, nothing that special. But eventually, every now and then, some hints of the greatness that was to come could be heard in her recordings with the Goodman Band. Here is one of her recordings with the band. She'd been with it a few months by now, starting to relax a little bit. From March of 1942, this is another song with some World War II themes in it. There Won't Be a Shortage of Love.
Of aluminum pots and such, but there won't be a shortage on love when we love each other so much. What if they have to ration out rubber we were getting from the Dutch? Oh, there won't be a shortage on love when we love each other so much. Let the taxes rise, we'll economize and cut our budget in two. We can trade the car in for a horse or a bicycle built for two. We can still have a portion of moonlight, another helping of stars and such. So there won't be a shortage on love when we love each other so much. Thank you. with. That is why I'm always right on the beat. All those charms in one man's arms make you easy to dance with. I can hardly keep my mind on my feet. Let's dance forever, come on. Say we'll never be through. It's so easy to dance with you.
That's an Irving Berlin song called You're Easy to Dance With. The Benny Goodman Orchestra, Peggy Lee on the vocals, an arrangement by pianist Mel Powell for May of 1942. Before that, from March of that same year, Lee Goodman and another Powell arrangement on a song called There Won't Be a Shortage of Love. Later in her career, Peggy Lee was known as a vocalist with a very solid blues feel in her approach to music and lyrics. But in these early recordings with the Goodman Band, you don't hear much of that, at least not until this recording, made in July of 1942, Why Don't You Do Right? This was the recording that pretty much launched her career and established her reputation as one of the finest vocalists of her generation. She first heard the song on a record by a blues singer by the name of Lil Green, and Peggy Lee said she just loved that record, and she used to play it over and over and over in her dressing room, which was right next to Benny Goodman's. And Goodman finally said, well, you obviously like that song. Why don't we just make an arrangement of it? And Peggy Lee said that would be great. And so the result was one of the landmark recordings, not only of Peggy Lee's career, but of the entire big band era.
Thank you.
got to offer me is a drink of gin. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Like some other men do.
That was one of the last recordings made by the Benny Goodman Band before the American Federation of Musicians recording ban went into effect after July of 1942. Let's Say a Prayer, another World War II themed song. There were many of them during this time. Peggy Lee with the Benny Goodman Band, and before that, the record that made Peggy Lee's reputation, Why Don't You Do Right? This is Big Band Spotlight. I'm Carl Gerke. This week on the program, we're remembering one of the finest of all the singers to come up through the ranks of the big bands, Peggy Lee. The guitarist on those last two recordings with the Goodman Band was a young man by the name of Dave Barber, who joined the Goodman Orchestra a few months after Peggy Lee had joined Goodman. Peggy Lee was attracted to the young, dapper guitarist, and fortunately, he was attracted to her as well. They fell in love and decided to get married. And so Peggy Lee left Goodman in March of 1943, decided to retire from the music business and just raise a family. She was pregnant. She had a daughter. She and Dave Barber lived in Los Angeles. And Peggy Lee pretty much thought that she'd said goodbye to the music business. But then one day, a producer at Capitol Records asked her to come in and sit in on a recording session featuring some jazz musicians, and Peggy Lee decided, why not? She would just hire a babysitter and go in and do a couple of hours of work. The date, January 7th, 1944. Here's the retired Peggy Lee taking a break from motherhood to sing with some really excellent jazz musicians, including trumpeter Shorty Shurrock, clarinetist Barney Bigard, tenor saxophonist Eddie Miller, pianist Pete Johnson, drummer Nick Fatool, among others. Here she is with a song called Ain't Goin' No Place.
I'm a good, steady woman. Only one thing that I crave. I'm a good, steady woman. Only one thing that I crave. You got me right where you want me, and I ain't the kind to misbehave. Ain't gone no place. I got no place to go. I ain't got no place, I got no place to go. I'm just hoping, praying, waiting for my no good man to show. I'm no good without you, can't move you from my mind. But you know, when you want me, not a gal, it's hard to find. Listen to me, baby, you better drop just what you're doing. Got one last thing to say before I set my plans to moving. If you can't come home and do right, I'm gonna head for rack and ruin. Come on home, baby. Last night I started out happy. Last night my heart was so gay. Last night I found myself dancing in my favorite cabaret. You were completely forgotten, just an affair of the past. Then suddenly something happened to me, and I found my heart beating oh so fast. I saw you last night, got that old feeling when you came inside. I got that old feeling the moment that you danced by. I felt a thrill, and when I caught your eye, my heart stood still. Once again, I seem to feel that old yearning, and I knew the spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start when that old, old feeling is still in my heart.
Peggy Lee taking a break from the baby to go into a recording studio to make a couple of sides with the Capitol Jazzmen, featuring Eddie Miller on the tenor saxophone, January 7th, 1944, That Old Feeling, and Ain't Goin' No Place. Well, no doubt, as you've guessed, Peggy Lee's retirement from singing in the music business didn't last too long. Shortly, she signed a contract with Capitol Records and began making some hits. Coming up tomorrow on Big Band Spotlight, we'll hear some of those early hit recordings from Peggy Lee, including a few of her own compositions. That's coming up next time on Big Band Spotlight. Big Band Spotlight is produced for South Dakota Public Radio, the WCAL-FM studios, St. Olaf College, Northfield, Minnesota. I'm Carl Gerke.
For the train to come in.